One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Chicago, Illinois. I'll be there Saturday, October 12th at the Den Theater. Detroit, Michigan. I'll be there Friday, November 8th at the Magic Bag. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be there Saturday, November 9th at the Parkway Theater. Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, November 15th and 16th at Comedy on State. And Portland, Oregon, I'll be at the Aladdin Theater Saturday, November 23rd. Get your tickets to those shows and all shows on my website at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it. Night Pants Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm going to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for supporting this show. Thank you for supporting anything that I do. If you come to a live show, merch, I don't care what it is, thank you. I genuinely appreciate it. And if you got to have more, then you got to have the Patreon. Listen to me. The Patreon is called The Honeydew with Y'all. It is this show with y'all, and nobody's got stories like y'all. Okay. If you're still unsure, I've kept it $5 a month since we've started. You literally have hundreds of episodes. You're getting the Honeydew a day early, ad free. You're getting no censorship on the Patreon. All right. And if you're unsure, go watch the best of episodes that we do right here. The free episodes we put out where I'm sit with Josh Wolf and we show them highlights of a handful of our favorite episodes and what's going on over there. And if that doesn't convince you, well, then I don't know what to tell y'all. All right. The Way Back, loving doing that show. Thank you for your support of that. Make sure you're going and rating it and reviewing it and all that good stuff. That's one you definitely want to watch. We're really doing a great job, Sam and Kirsten and everybody putting, you know, the old photos in and bringing everybody's past to life. And especially if you're listening or watching to this episode, I always tell you the Crab Feast, that's where it started. All right. You got 3.5 years of episodes of all your favorite guests in comedy with different stories. Bill Burr, Tom Segura, Christina P., Burt, you name it. All the people you know and love in podcasting and some that are even bigger now are all right there. Make sure you're subscribed to the Crab Feast. That's the biz, y'all. You know what we do here? We highlight the lowlights, and I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I am very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Larson. Welcome back to the Honeydew, Jay Larson.
It's like we're on the feast, baby. I love just sitting across from you watching you.
Why?
It's just funny seeing you be Sickler because I know you so for so long and so well. Just seeing there's a little moments of things that just are bring me joy about watching you that I'm just even like the little chuckles you have in there. It's fun.
It's how it started, bro. Obviously we pre-record these a little bit ahead, but I was just in Austin and Dallas. Thank you all for coming out. And
the whole cities came.
Yeah, the whole cities. And Dallas dude had a FTCF shirt on, but it was blue. And I said, oh, you got the ones that we allowed. And I was like, oh, that looked good. And that thing's old and they hold up, bro. Mm-hmm. They hold up. So it's great to have you back here.
Good to be here, buddy.
Plug everything and anything you want, please.
just Jay Larson Comedy on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. And then I dropped a new special, just came out. So it's called Here We Go Again, and it's on the Comedy Store's YouTube page. Check it out. It's
a lot of the one you were telling me about.
Yeah, shot in the belly room. And it's fun. You know, it's a bunch of jokes that were either on albums that you could never see or they were in places you could never get. And I put them all together in one place and just kind of...
And where is that?
Where it's on the YouTube channel of the Comedy Store. Here We Go Again.
All right.
Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again.
Okay.
And Here We Go Again, Jay Larson. Mm-hmm. So, again, excuse me, if you've been following us from the beginning, we started as two single gentlemen.
Yeah.
Not necessarily single, more rather.
Do you remember?
Not fathers, not children.
Do you remember what we were going to call the Crafties before? Because remember, we were looking for another name, and you were like, you know what I like? Blah, blah, blah. And it really sums up because of like... Who we were then is what it was. Do you remember?
No.
You wanted to call it Together We're Whole.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was raised by a single mom. Yes. You were raised by a single dad. And we were like.
It's a good name if somebody wants to take it out there.
I loved it. And then together you were like, nah, man, we're going to keep it Crafties. And I was like, are you sure? Because I like Together. And you're like, yeah, man, we're going to keep it Crafties.
Together We're Whole is a good one.
Together We're Whole, baby.
Well, let's talk about it because. We're dads. We're both.
Did you think you'd be divorced?
Listen,
don't be honest. Because, you know, some people get married and they're like, this is a 50-50 chance. Sometimes you're at a wedding and you're like, please.
All right. Let me answer that two ways. If you're asking me if I ever thought I would get married and get divorced, I wasn't even sure I'd get married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was young, I thought, I'm going to get married at 27. And then I was just like.
I thought 24.
Yeah, right?
24. I saw the briefcase. I saw the white picket fence, man. I had a two-bedroom, one bath. I was living it, man. I was a lawyer in that life.
Oh, that was in the briefcase?
Yeah, law papers, man.
Some law docs.
I got cases, man.
But 27's when I came out here, or 24 is when I came out here the second time to begin my career. So I'm thinking, like, looking back now, like, 27 would have been crazy.
I told my friends the other day, because of that earthquake that hit, you know?
Yeah.
People go nuts about that. You know what I do in an earthquake? I go, you guys feeling this? I get stoked like we're on a roller coaster. I'm like, this is amazing. And I just thought about, like, I forget telling whoever, like, you came out to go to school.
What?
When you came out to go to college, the guy was like, nah, man, he ain't going to school here. Just fucking hammered you down.
The day I woke up, Shannon's mom was saying, hey, your school's gone. I'm just like, you got to think that's a dream.
You guys cool if I still come? They're like, we got nowhere.
I still came. Here I am.
Oh, God.
So I guess I was never sure if I'd get married. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, but I was never sure if I'd get married. But if I did get married, I did not see myself getting divorced. That was the image.
I don't think anyone, I mean,
okay.
Could you imagine how dismal your outlook is? Like, yeah, we'll see.
That's funny.
Yeah,
but then I got into reality. And if you're asking me if I could tell if that relationship was going to go south, I could tell.
It was
a difficult relationship, but, and you were there from the beginning. My daughter's mother and I now co-parent so good. Mm-hmm. Look, we do not bat 1,000. We definitely
no one does.
We definitely have
333 is Hall of Fame.
We definitely do have our blow ups, and I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it feels nice. All right, but I mean, the last argument we had was January. We're into September, October now, so that's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn good. And she's very good about helping with switching. If I need something for the tour, you know, I'll give me your day. I'll take that day, that sort of thing. Because I don't want her just to take. And
of course,
I want to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be something I actually had for a taste. And then boom. So let's talk about you.
My kids on the way to school today. We're walking to school. And my daughter said, do you ever miss your dad? And I said, let me think. I'm like, I missed him most of my life.
Well, see, there's a two-part thing for me as well when I hear that. Because you missed him most of your life. He was alive. But now that he's dead, it's a different thing.
Well,
I said,
you know what, guys? What I think most about my dad is I feel bad that he didn't get the chance to experience what I get to experience with you. I go, yeah, he really missed out. I'm like, because... this is my favorite thing in the world. And they're like, yeah, I know. And because I, you know, we talk about it a lot. And I'm like walking you to school. I'm like, he didn't get to do this. He didn't get to do any of the things I get to do with you guys.
Do you imagine your kids at night in the same room just being like, no wonder dad's always so, you know what I mean? And they're like,
dad is fucked up. Dude, you want to hear talking about fucked up? I'm making breakfast this morning. And I go, I was singing in a different version of the song, the Thanksgiving, the turkey song, Thanksgiving, the Sandler song, Sandler, you know, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I was doing it to other lyrics and Reed was laughing, my son. And I go, oh, let me put it on. So I put it on and then I'm like, oh, let me put on some more Sandler. And I put on like, oh my God, I put on that song he sings to his wife on end of 100% Fresh. And I was like, oh, I'm getting a little teary here. And then my daughter left and I just put on Tollbooth Willie for my son. And it starts off fun, and then it's like, "I'll fuck you in the ass."
Yeah, it gets crazy. Dude,
Reed just looking at me like, "Oh, like he's dying," but I'm like, "I'm dying."
That's the Hanukkah song.
I put that, yeah. But no. So then I put on the Chris Farley song. You know that Farley song,
dude,
bro. I'm bawling.
We
in
had
the
John Farley here as a guest, his brother.
Dude, you are not gonna believe this.
Crib, you call Chris out of the back, bro.
Chris, you call Chris. No, dude.
But so, we had him on. That's what I'm saying. And I told him that song and that Sandler special, yeah. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going from laughing to just bawling.
Oh. So I listened to it this morning and I'm making like, you know, I make my daughter sushi for lunch. So I'm making her like sushi and I'm like waiting for the rice and got the tuna out. And I'm just sitting there and then I'm just like, I'm just crying in the kitchen and she comes out. She's like, can you fill mine? And I turned her and she's like, I'll fill my water bottle. Same thing.
I got it.
But I literally was like, why am I being this moved? And I'm like, is it because I'm going to see Rye today that like I'm just like open? I know that we're going to be open here. You know me better than 99.9% of the people on this earth. And it's Sandler and the way Sandler. Remember when Sandler's dad died? Did you ever see the Letterman? He went on Letterman and sang that song to his dad. And I just remember being like, God damn, I just love Sandler so much. Well,
do you remember the Adrian Culp story he used to share with us about Sandler? It's one of the ones I tell all the time. And I know I don't know how much it was embellished to us or whatever, but it was something like when they all worked on the Sony lot,
mm-hmm.
They had called Sandler outside. And as a thank you for all the money he was making that company, there was a Rolls Royce. And inside the glove compartment was a check for, I don't remember, at least $1 million. I feel
it was
like
five.
I was going to say, I wanted to say somewhere around three or four, but yes, right. And then he gave his dad the Rolls Royce and he got to drive that before he died. And I just thought, man, that's fucking dude's so, I love Sam.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not? I mean, dude, it's cool. I mean, giving a secondhand gift to his dad, that's cool.
I'm going to take this.
you can have that.
All right. So for people who don't know who you are or your background, you grew up without a dad. Your dad, like my mom moved 2 miles away and had wanted nothing to do with us and didn't see us. Your dad moved a town over, but you have a brother and two sisters.
Yeah.
So it's four of you being raised by your mom.
Yeah. So this is one thing I never asked, I feel like I've asked and never gotten a real answer, but like my dad never had any custody. I never slept in a house with him. You know what I mean? Like we'd see him.
There's not a night you remember sleeping under your dad's roof.
No, there's not one to remember because I never did.
Wow.
Now, up until I was two, he was living in that house.
Let's also explain. You're
that.
The baby or
yeah, I'm
you're
youngest,
the baby.
Youngest
so already shit's going awry for Sue Larson. Also, shout out to Sue Larson.
What's up, all right. Sue?
A little music note and shit. I just want to tell you, if you ever get the fortunate chance, go. To have a Sue Larson meatball, you do it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say listen to our episode with her. She was on the Crab Feast.
100% she was on the Crab Feast.
You know what she'll say to me now?
Listen to that.
Now, do you know who I like a lot is the Are You Garbage guys? She's like, I just think they're so much fun. I go, yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's classic Sue.
Okay, so your mom, Sue Larson, mm-hmm. is raising you. and three other
the
kids.
Four of us, yeah.
Four of you. And you have Auntie Rue.
I got my Nana.
Your Nana.
My Aunt Rue, my Aunt Gert. So her two sisters. So like every day you get home from school, one of them would be there. It'd either be my Nana, and like she'd do all the laundry. She would clean the house. She would make our meals. But like fifth grade, it's like that's when I started like doing my own laundry. It's like you want to clean clothes, you just did your laundry.
I don't think I've ever asked you in all the time we've done the crab feast. And maybe I haven't, I forgot, but Auntie Rue and Auntie Gert never had kids?
Dude, Auntie Rue and Auntie Gert lived together for 90 years.
But no kids.
Never married, no kids.
Okay, so they didn't have any other kids to take care of, so everybody's pulling together to take care of the four of you.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Which, you know, if you look back, that's probably why they didn't have kids.
I hear you.
It's because they needed to be there and like, yeah. so, you know, you'd get home from school. There were like chunks of time when they weren't there, you know what I mean? But that was essentially it. Yeah, my dad lived the town over. Like I said, never had custody. We never spent any time. Like, we'd see him, like, maybe once a week.
For what?
We'd go bowling.
Okay, so
or you go to a McDonald's.
I thought you meant you run into him at the grocery store or something.
No.
Like, we got to stop meeting. Like,
come on, man. Shit, who are you buying food for? You ain't buying it for us.
I got three things in my cart.
Jesus. This guy, he's loading up for turkey.
So he would come and take you to do something.
Yeah, I'd go to the antique store with him. Like, it's funny when I tell people, I'm like, yeah, I got like 15 memories tops with that man. You know
what
I mean?
Give me some of them.
I remember he used to have a van because he was an antique dealer. So like he either had a truck or a van. And I remember like going to a mall or something. And my brother brought a friend. It was the three of us in this van. And my dad's sense of humor was like dark. You know, it was dark. And he said some fucked up shit to this kid. And I remember being like, oh, shit, was he going to fucking... You know,
do you remember what
it
was?
Hit
it.
No,
it just scared the kid.
I just remember being in that van. Mm-hmm. I remember going one time and working at an antique store with him and getting a meatball sub for lunch. And he let me get a card.
You kidding me right now?
What?
Sue Larson makes the.
I didn't even see it coming. These were cooked, though. These were cooked.
They were burnt.
Yeah.
They were burnt.
Oh, yeah. They were fucking burnt all the way through.
That's why.
You've never had a medium rare meatball?
That's why he loves meatball subs, because Sue probably cooked them for him back in the day.
Undercooked them, you mean? She undercooked them.
That is hilarious. That is ridiculous.
Full circle.
I remember getting the meatball sub. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Yo, if you... If you go back and listen to the Sue Larson the Crab Feast, actually, I don't think we talked about it. It was after we came back from being in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I have that memory. I remember one time he got me a drum set for Christmas and like doing pull-ups on his arm. You know what I mean? I remember just like, oh my God. I remember every time I got in his car, there'd be McDonald's wrappers like on the floor seat of the passenger side, you know? And he'd eat Big Macs and I'm like, God damn, how's he eat that Big Mac? I remember one time being in his apartment. So he lived in an apartment above the bakery, you know, my grandfather's bakery. Mm-hmm. And then I remember a couple times going to his house in Reading. That was the one we would pass all the time. When we go to my grandma's house, we have to pass his street.
Okay, yeah. That's brutal.
Brutal. Dude, and I told my...
We're driving past someone who doesn't love us.
Well, to go I, see let's not someone. Say that. I let's hear not you. Say that. He I'll may say, have...
Look, we don't have to. I
will.
To a house of people who do love
Yeah, but the whole time, this is what I think. This is why I over-communicate with my kids, is because that whole time I'm sitting in the backseat of that car and my mother had this big green Chevy that blew purple smoke when you put the defrost on, and it had like three of us in the back and then my sister here and my mom. And I remember just being back window, just pushed up against passing that street and feeling fucking minuscule, tiny, like I was just a flick of shit that no one cared about as we passed that street. Cause I'm like, why don't I see him? Why doesn't he call? Why don't we talk to him? You know, and this is why now as a divorced parent, we can get, I'm just going to jump real quick. There are days when the kids are with me, they don't ask to FaceTime their mom. I just pull it up. I FaceTime and I put the phone down because I want them to know that one, I want them to communicate with their mom when they're with me. Two, just say hi. She's out of town. She'd love to hear it. Never. And I'm not, I think there's been way more growth in society around divorce than when my mother was dealing with it. And I don't know what my parents went through, but my mother never said, you should call your dad. It's his, like, not even on his birthday. Like,
here's
call
the
your
thing
dad.
I'm pretty positive of. So you had a little bit of something from your dad that would make you want more. And I did for my mom at first, and then she split. So I would drive by her street mm-hmm. on the way to school every day.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be like, I feel like shit. It would be a two fucking fingers up. You know what I
sure.
mean?
Sure. I'm sure there might have been some of that going on for me too.
But,
I mean, I always had a chip on my shoulder as a kid for that. But I would like, dude, I literally would walk through life like, what if he's watching? What if he... I remember being on my college campus, walking across the quad, being like, what if he came to like just check on me? So I'd walk taller. I'd like in case he sees me for my so much of my life.
I have a feeling that if FaceTime and all that shit existed back then, my mom still ain't calling.
Yeah. Well, my dad didn't call. That's why I'm saying I make sure that they call.
Yeah.
Because
you say you use the term over communicate. You think you do?
I'm not looking at it as a negative term. I like check in on their feelings. How you feeling about that? Why is it that you feel that way? I'm saying
it's funny because that's probably normal communication, and we think it's over because we got zero of
right.
that.
Well, like you know, yesterday for some reason, I think it's because my ex has been out of town a lot, so the kids have been with me, and then they only saw her. You know, it's not all the time, but at breakfast, one of them brought up like how my son said, will you stay at mom's house for Christmas this year? And I'm like, buddy, I'm 3 minutes away. I'm literally 3 minutes away. And he goes, I know, but like, it'd be great if you like brought a bag and you stayed over. And River's like, you know, you can stay in my room.
That's cute.
And I was like, that's sweet, guys. I'm like, but I like my bed. And I go, and then instead of like dodging what's going on here, I'm like, oh, do you miss us being in the house? And they're like, yeah. They're like, both said, yeah. And I'm like, well, what? I go, that's got to be tough for you. Tell me about that. You know, I always encourage, like, let's talk about it. I think every parent should have to take improv because parenting is yes and, yes and. Tell me more. And then why? And then instead of like
yes
running from
and
it.
And is two simple words that I think, honest to God, could save marriages, business relationships.
Yeah, and
children, all of that.
Totally.
Instead of being like, nope, or just shutting it down. Oh, that's God. Not a thing. Toughen up. Walk it off.
Yeah.
Shutting it down. Just shutting it down is not the way to go.
I saw my friends with their teenage kids. Their teenage son goes, I want to get a motorcycle. And they just go, you're not getting a motorcycle. And I was like, one, it's 2 years until they get their license. Two, we're not at the dealership. Three, they don't have the money. Four, they haven't taken the test. Why shut it down? Why not just entertain the conversation? Why not just be like, oh, yeah, motorcycles are dope. Who doesn't want a motorcycle? Just have a conversation.
I would shut that one down for sure.
But what I'm saying is why.
I would say this is why. I would give you a practical reason. Former motorcycle rider myself and who still holds my M1 class on my driver's license, and the riding a motorcycle back in the day was different. There's so many people texting now.
I get it.
And eyes off the road.
But what I'm saying is that has nothing to do with the more dangerous. I understand.
And that's what you're hearing the anxiety of that one. I can understand that one, but I hear you on some things.
How about this?
I do think there should be not yes and everything.
But what my
or
what
you I'm, could be like, yeah, you can get a motorcycle and fucking you'd be killed in 3 months.
What that's I'm saying yes is they're 2.5. It's let the conversation take place another time. In the meantime, kids want to be heard and seen. That's it. So at this moment, the kid is saying, I want a motorcycle. And then you're just shutting it down, right? Let's just take this instance.
I'm that dad. I would do that.
I got it. But what I'm saying is, why not just be like, oh, yeah, what is it? What is it about motorcycles that you like? Well, I like the freedom. I like the wind. I like this. Yeah, what else? Like, have you ever, we should go ride those motorcycles at, I haven't finished.
I know, I'm the dad step back in like, we ain't riding shit.
No, at the family arcade, go play the games, like on the, like find the way to encourage. I read this article a while back. That they interviewed like five highly successful people, and they said the things that their parents did for them. I think some were athletes, some were musicians. Is if I was into something, they dove in 100%.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then if 6 months in, they were like, I don't want to play piano anymore, I want to play guitar, the parents would be like, you got it. They weren't like, you signed up for this.
I agree with that.
So all I'm saying is
that's not
they're
going
not,
to kill them.
But they're not in the motorcycle dealership about to buy the motorcycle. It's
you
two
know
and
why?
A half years away.
We ain't doing it.
Shut it down, baby.
Listen, I will say this to anybody that even thinks about it. As a man who's been on a motorcycle at 80 miles an hour.
You can't drive 80.
The thing that.
That's against the law.
The thing that made me finally be like, this is not for me, was being on the Beltway and going 80 miles an hour. Right here is an 18-wheeler tire. And you know that little thing in the middle that floats, mm-hmm. that little floater? Mm-hmm. It's right here. And I was just like, I'm done. I mean,
yeah.
What am I doing?
I get here? It. I trust me. I don't think that's they're all. Safe. And I don't want my kid to have one either. I still think you have the conversation. It's just the conversation. It's not the purchase. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I forget where this was coming from. It was about like just
yes anding.
Seeing and
every
hearing.
Parent yeah. should have to take improv is what
so
you were saying.
I'm sitting there on the floor with my kids mm-hmm. and they're, you know, saying that they want me there. And I'm like, oh yeah. And that makes you upset that I'm not there. And they both got like teary eyed. And I just kept asking questions and I kept listening and kept, I don't try to solve the problem. You know what I mean? I just try to listen, hear, respond. And I'm like, yeah. And I go, well, the one things we need to know is like mom and I are divorced, guys, and we're not going to be living together again. So I understand that you like want that situation. And I understand that it's tough. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, is there anything I can do? And they're like, yeah, can you spin that? And
they just hit you with it again.
I was like, ah, fuck. I made a wrong turn there. I'm like,
yeah, you know everything you just said. Can you shut the fuck up and just spend the night?
And just
yeah.
do that.
They're
yeah,
just
yeah.
kids. Yeah, I yep. get it.
But at the same time, I think.
Right, so real quick. So you yeah. have 50-50. Is that what you guys have?
Yes.
And then not to say too much, but outside you were like, you know, my wife with work travels quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys work that sort of thing out?
We have a very same
you do
thing.
Well with you, that?
Oh, yeah. There's never.
She's like, Jay, I got to go for this. And you're like, I got it. And
yeah, of course. She'll, you know, we send each other dates way in advance and we ask, we cover for each other. I'm like, I love it. There's nothing I would want more than to have them and like, you know, sometimes I try not to miss anything. You know what I mean? But sometimes a parent's going to miss shit. So anyway.
Like our parents missed our whole lives.
Yeah. You big part I mean? Of that. Yeah. But I like to be there for things, you know, like.
Yeah. You see the
birthdays,
excitement on
everything.
Their face when you
just
roll in.
Just want to be there
you
for everything.
See that little pop in them and you're like, all right, I know they're. Yeah.
And just to like, and just like the little tiny, like just coming home from school. I get to be there and hear about your moments. What was school like? Why is it tough? What do you love about it? What don't you love about it? We got a scooter. So we ride home the scooter. I get the download on the scooter. It's the
Where
best.
Are you at with curse words?
They don't curse.
Any of that yet?
No.
No.
I've heard them swear before, and I just go, what are we doing?
I hear a lot.
Like,
oh, music
sorry.
A lot, I hear it. And oh, I'll look back at her, and she'll start laughing, because I'm like, oh, you knew it was in there. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Well, because I listen to music that has Taylor Swift swears in every goddamn song. I look at my daughter. I'm like, what the fuck, River? She's like, Dad. She gets on me. They know if I curse that, like,
yeah.
you know, I'm annoyed.
So you do curse in front of your kids.
Yeah.
You're human.
I look at it like this. They're words. They don't mean a ton. But I say to them, I'm like, when you're around, it's not becoming of a third grader to have to use curse words or for a fifth grader or a sixth. And I go, and I say, I'm like, listen, you have no reason to use a swear. I go, if you're gonna, just make sure our teacher's not hearing you or adults aren't hearing you because it's kind of gross.
That's what my dad told me.
Yeah.
My dad, well, he took us to see Stand By Me.
I watched that with
my
son
to see Stand By
a month
Me.
Ago.
And we were, what year would that come out, right?
Oh, bro, I don't know.
Kirsten, what year did Stand By Me come out?
Early 80s, right?
She's looking right now. Yeah, so I'm probably middle school. You know what yeah. I mean? I'm not even in high school. I don't
84
think
is my see. Guess.
That's a good guess. 80, what does that say? 86? 86, August of 86.
86.
So I'm 13.
Yeah.
Okay. What I don't know is I got 3 years left with my dad. Mm-hmm. He takes us, and my little brother's 10. So he takes us to see Stand By Me, and my grandmom's with us too. Mm-hmm. We all go to see this movie together. And you know, they're cussing, and it's a dead body, and the whole thing.
It's also, I mean, as someone who just watched it with my 10-year-old, it's heavy.
It's very... Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, I remember being lighter.
Corey Feldman's dad was mentally ill from the military, all that shit going on. And I just remember hearing the language a lot. And my grandmother said, kids don't talk like that. And my dad leaned right over and goes, yeah, they do. Yeah. So after that, it was a conversation of, because I had already been, like with my friends and stuff, we were cussing nonstop. We'd see shit on TV or hear it from a comedy album and we were cussing and repeating it.
Yeah.
And my dad said that to me too. He goes, listen to me. I know what kids do. I was one once. I know how you talk. If I ever have a teacher or another adult come to me about your language, it's going to be a problem. And I was like, got it.
Yeah.
And then we would just cuss around each other nonstop.
Yeah. I don't hear them like cussing towards each other. Like I said,
that's what I told Stella. I'm like, damn. I don't care if you cuss.
And I just go, hey, what are we doing? He goes, sorry, Dad. I'm like, that's it. I don't really need to get into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if it's in casual conversation with me, I'm going to be like, dude, what? No, wrap it up.
So what are the hardest parts of it for you right now? You're how many years into You're 4.5 years into divorced and living in your own place. Mm-hmm. And so what are the hardest parts in the 4.5 years outside of obviously our kids' feelings like, hey, this and that?
Yeah, you know, I don't even – it's
– Can I ask you this too real quick? When you are present, like if you and Kate are at a game together or whatever, an event together, are you – do you sit with each other? Yeah. Are you social?
Yes.
Do you talk? Okay.
Yeah, of course. We'll go to like back to school night together. We'll like, if there's a cheer competition, we all ride together, you know, like.
Oh, see, we don't do that.
Yeah. Whatever there is, we try to, you know, yeah. We like do birthday parties together.
You know, we're super cordial. See, we don't always do that either. We're super cordial at the games. Now, I call us professional. You know what I mean? She sees us. When Stella scored last year, we high-fived. You know what I mean? Great. Like, she'll see that. We're not huggy. We're not affectionate in that way.
I also think, Rye, kids are so used to their parents. We do everything for our kids, right? So when it comes to this, like even them asking me, like, will you spend the night? That's something they want. But just because a kid wants something doesn't mean you give it to them.
That's right. That's where I'm not staying at mom's. Mom's not staying here. That's boundaries.
Yeah.
You got to teach boundaries
now
as
we,
well.
Because we did do it where I'm like, oh, I'll sleep on the couch. That's when I used to live like 2 miles away. Now I'm like less than a half mile. But what's
hardest
hard?
Hardest parts for you, yeah.
I don't think it's hard. Because they have feelings, you know what I mean? It's like, this is something I tell the kids all the time. I'm like, why are you going to stress about something you cannot, it's out of your control. I'm like, if something's out of your control, there's nothing you can do about it. I say to them, like, can you control how people are going to react to you? And they're like, no. I'm like, can you control what kind of grade you're going to get? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, you can work at it, but that's what you're going to get. I'm never going to get mad at you for a bad grade. I'm going to get mad if you don't prepare. You know, but if you prepare and get a bad grade, whatever, that's you. I'm going to accept you. I think so. I can't control their feelings. And I'm also not going to try and comfort them to a point where they feel that I give them the answers they want. You know what I mean? Like this, I'm divorced. That's what it is for you. And, you know, so that's not tough. I think sometimes it's tough that, like I miss the companionship. I miss having like a ride or die who's with me that when I come home at the end of the day, whether it's work or friends.
Talking about
or
a wife, you
mean? A wife.
Okay.
A wife.
Would you get married again?
I'd love to.
You would?
Yeah. I've not tried, but like I've dated. I tried. I had
to. Saw through the street.
I tried. Hey, girl. You want to get hit?
She's like,
it's used, but it's still good.
There's so much to love about October. The smells, the leaf changing, and football is back. Make sure you're at your best with Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support mango passion fruit. With 5 times the daily value of vitamin C and 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, you can give your body the immune support it needs while treating yourself to a taste of the tropics. You guys know I'm out on tour, and sometimes that makes it harder to get my body the nutrients and hydration it deserves. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support makes sure I'm getting what I need in an easy, convenient way. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I'm telling you, we can't even keep it here. People take it all the time. We keep it at the studio for them. Everybody loves it. Powered by Liquid IV, Hydra Science, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Support everyday wellness with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. The Honeydew is sponsored by BetterHelp. Halloween lets us have fun with what scares us. But what about those fears that don't involve zombies and ghosts? Therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding ways to overcome them. Because sometimes the scariest thing is not facing our fears in the first place and holding ourselves back. You know I love therapy. We talk about it all the time. All right. It's good to talk to someone, get things out. It's not, you know, you don't just need to go work this body out all the time. You got to work this out too. And there's stuff that comes up later in life. You don't even expect, you don't even see it coming. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Then you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/honeydew today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do.
Yeah, I definitely would like to
see yourself doing that again.
Yes. Now, if I what can I control in that situation? I can't control what it's going to be like navigating her getting along with my ex. I can't control what it's going to be like. I don't know what anything.
You can't nothing because the person you meet could have four kids.
Dude,
you don't know anything.
I would love that. That would be amazing. Anything. Having six kids running around. I don't know. You know, I just know that I haven't met the person yet. I've only truly known about two people in my life that I was like, oh, yeah, I'm bona fide in love with this person. So it's only happened twice. You know what I mean? So I haven't had any long-term relationship.
Does your ex date?
I don't know.
So I guess I should ask this then. So your children haven't been introduced to a new partner?
No. So what we did in our mediation, because we used a mediator, was if you find someone that's important in your life, mm-hmm. they have got to have been around for a little while before they get introduced to the kids.
Uncle Dave ain't showing up all the time.
Hey, Mom, how come Uncle Dave is now
Dad Dave?
Yeah. Stepdad Dave.
How come he's naked?
No, so, and then we built into our mediation that before you introduce the kids to anyone, the other person gets to meet them first. And it's not like this approve of them. It's, I want to meet a guy to be like, hey, man, here's my phone number. Let me tell you a little bit about my son. Let me tell you a little about my daughter. Like, you know, tell me about you. Like, who are you? You're going to be around my kids. Like, hey, here's some ways to handle her. Here's some ways to handle him. That way, when my kids come home and they go, Mom's got a boyfriend. And I go, yeah, I know. I met him. Great guy. They can be like, oh, shit. Look at this. Like, no secrets. Like, there's no secrets. You know what I mean? So we built that. That was important for us to have. So I haven't been introduced to anyone. So
and vice versa. You haven't introduced them to any lady.
I dated one woman and we dated for like 9 months. And God, if I could go back, I would do that differently because I just wasn't ready. You know what I mean?
How soon after your divorce did you start dating?
I waited 7 months before I dated anyone. Then I was dating. Then I took time off. Then I met this woman, you know. And dude, I had like this anniversary, our 10-year wedding anniversary trip we were going to take. I got paid in a gig to go to Mexico. I don't know if I talked about this. I don't think so.
I don't remember.
So I had this trip to Mexico and I was like, I'm going to go by myself. I'm going by myself.
Oh, so wait, you had planned for this 10-year and now the time's coming and you guys aren't together.
Well, so what happened was we had planned for this 10-year, which mm-hmm. was going to happen. It happened during COVID. So they allowed you could push it. So I pushed it. Now it's like,
I see.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take 5 days, 4 nights, this resort in Mexico. This resort is like in the jungle on the beach. So private. I had no idea. Guess how many people the resort held?
But you went?
Guess how many people the resort held?
Well, now you're saying, I'm going to say 30.
16.
Well, damn.
And everyone had like you had your own little house with a pool. I got paid. I did a gig 2 years in a row for a friend, and they paid me in this vacation.
Oh, no shit.
So, dude, I'm like, when you go to dinner, the restaurant, it didn't even look like a restaurant. You're just coming up, and they, like, unbelievable food. And, like, I'm seeing, it's just couples, solo. And I, like, I could just see people like,
Sangle.
That was the guy who was crying in his pool last night. I was literally, what's his face from, what's his name? Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You ain't gonna believe this right now. Jason Segel, get your ass in here. Forget Sarah. Though.
Anyway, so and I
so
went,
you went on,
that,
on a
so
solo
I went
vacation.
Solo, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get in touch with my feelings. I'm really gonna have solitude. And I went there. I had an espresso machine in the room. I had an outdoor shower. Every day I'd make an espresso. I'd sit in the shower, drink a coffee. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back to LA. I'm going to off all dating apps. I'm not going to see anybody. This I'm going to build an outdoor shower. I'm going to get an espresso. I called my boy, whose brother, who just got married. Congrats, Justin. Justin to George, big ups, player. He got married. He lives on my Nana's street now, by the way. Nah. Anyway, yeah. So he got me an espresso machine. He works over there. And then I built an outdoor shower. And then this woman who I had like reached out to a couple times on social and dating apps finally messaged me back and was like, hey, you know, I think we live in the same neighborhood. And we ended up dating for 9 months. So it was just early. I wasn't like, I kept thinking, I'm like, I want my career back on track. I don't know. I was so scared of navigating how I'm going to introduce my kids to someone. I'm like, are they ready for it? So when I say I over-communicate, about 8 months ago, I said to the kids, I'm like, so guys, you know, every now and then I go on a date and I go, and I want to let you know that I am dating. And someday, you know, they're like, oh, that's great. And I go, you're cool that I'm dating? And my son goes, yeah, we can support you in that.
Been here before.
I was like, he's man,
been, we can support you. What that is hilarious. I can't wait till they say we cannot support. I want to know what the thing is. Dad, we're like, that we can't.
Who's this chick, bro? Who is this chick? Yeah. But like, you know, that's going to be something else that we're just going to have to navigate when that comes up. He said to me the other night, he was like, Dad, I can't wait to have kids. I'm like, you want to have kids? He goes, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so great. I go, it's so funny because I go, when I was your age, I had kids' names written down in the back of my notebook.
You did?
Yeah, in fifth grade.
In fifth grade?
Boys' names and girls' names. What
that
I would
you
name,
wanted for your own kids?
That I wanted to name my kids.
I wasn't thinking about that
I
all.
Was. And you know what he said to me? He goes, I'll probably just let my wife name him, Dad. And I was just like, dude, you've got it too figured out.
You're gonna
bro.
Be a great husband, man. Mom.
You better be heads up. You might get fucking walked over. But he's a he loves it. He talks about it all the time.
That's hilarious.
He volunteers at recess to look over the first graders,
the younger kids.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the toughest part for me is just like going it all alone, and if shit's hitting the fan with work or finances or whatever, there's no one there but you. You know what I mean? So I do. You get it. It's weird. It's like I realize that because, like, you know, I miss that the most. And I miss, like, when the kids aren't with me. It's fucking, people don't get, like, how many. Here's the other thing I want to say right now. How many times when someone I meet knows I'm divorced or whatever, they go, so what do you get the kids on the weekends? I want to fucking bash him in the face. I'm like, no, I don't. In fact, my cousin has autism, right? She's autistic. She's at the house. She's 26, 27. Amazing. 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 She's on that show, Love on the Spectrum.
She's on the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
She comes over the house with my other cousin to give my daughter a gift. And she goes, where's your ex? You know, she says, where's Kate? And I go, oh, she's in New York. And she was like, oh, you usually just have the kids on the weekends? And I go, no, I don't. I go, I have them 50% of the time. Okay, they're 50% here and 50%. And I go, in fact, I think it's probably more at my house than at her house. You know that? And she goes, okay.
Dude.
Me and my other cousin who kind of like travels around with her and goes places with her and
is
takes
that the
her
cousin I met that used to live in Sherman Oaks when I was out there back in the day.
That's her mom, yeah. But she wasn't. Oh, no, she mom. Wasn't there. Okay. It's her other cousin, and she looked at me like, and the two of us were just like, "Oh my god!"
Hilarious.
It was so funny that she's on autistic on the spectrum, but picked up everything I threw. She's like, "Okay."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What do you think is the toughest thing for you being a single dad?
Well, the hardest part for me and the toughest part is, you know, not getting to. So when you have a kid with someone, you assume, you know, if you're going to plan to be a family, that you're going to get 18 years with this kid. And then whatever happens after that, they're an adult. They can leave if they want. You can't really control that. So now the math I do is it's cut to 9 years.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so 50-50. Now I'm at half the time I'm going to give with my kid. That I don't like that math,
yeah.
Number one. And then I read all these stats about how, like, as a parent, the bulk of your time spent with your kid is childhood because they become an adult. And they go get married and have lives and careers and things. And I think, fuck, like, this is that nugget of time that we're talking about, and it's been mathematically reduced to half. So I don't fucking like that. That bothers me.
But again, we can't control that anymore.
But it is, it is what it is. And here's the other thing, too, I almost say really quickly. Again, I firmly believe in healthy co-parenting and a child or children bouncing back and forth in a good way versus people just staying together under the same roof, screaming at each other and showing you and introducing you abuse in different ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stand on that. So that's hard. And also scheduling. Scheduling's a motherfucker. Like, I have this podcast. I have three podcasts. I have a tour. And then when I leave, I now added a dog into the mix.
Yeah.
And just scheduling, getting someone to watch the dog while I'm gone. Like,
listen,
it's a whole nother
as a guy who's dating,
to take care of.
I'd rather date a woman with four kids than one dog.
That right?
They can never sleep over. That's it. You can't do anything. A dog, you are fucking trapped. A kid, they're like, oh yeah, they're at their dad's house. Let's go away. Mm-hmm. You want to go away to weekend to Ojai? Good Lord. No.
Dog's coming.
Yeah, or you're getting a dog sitter or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's been scheduling.
Scheduling,
which is funny because people will ask me the hardest part of podcasting, and I'll still to this day, harder than getting a show off the ground or a sponsors or anything is scheduling. Is getting two or three people to sit down for 1 hour and have a conversation. That's hard. So I'm trying to do that alone among this schedule that I have with life. And so now we have, you know, there's gymnastics now and cheer now. And it's funny because Stella said the other day, she's like, did mom tell you that we're not doing soccer this year? And I was like, no. What's up with not doing soccer? Don't you want to? She's like, I do. But cheer crosses over with it and we don't really have time. And I was like, okay. She's like, you're okay with that? And I go, yeah. And she goes, mom said we were going to have a family meeting.
said Stala, we've never had a family meeting. We don't have. You that think I, so they funny. Thought I was going to lose my shit? Because you know well, I'm all JUCO.
You love soccer, yeah, of
and,
course,
and
man.
I was, and I said, Stella, I don't give a damn. I said, I don't want you playing sports just because I played them. I said, yeah. I want you to find what you love. I said, but here's the deal. I do want team sports, and I want team sports for a few reasons. I want you to learn how to be a good loser. I want you to learn how to be a good teammate. I want you to also learn how to depend on people. But I also want you to know that some of them you can't. There's mm-hmm. You have shitty teammates. And I want to also want you to learn about bad coaches and people who aren't good at their jobs. Like, you learn all of that in sports, but you've got to love it and you've got to give it your all. And the minute you don't want to do cheer or fucking whatever it is, I'm that's where I'm at. I'm right. Like, I'm in.
So back to the motorcycle thing. I'm going to give it a parallel, mm-hmm. if I will. And I don't even know if it's a parallel.
Do your best, dear bro.
But I saw a friend from home recently, and mm-hmm. I told him that my daughter was in cheer. And he goes, why would you let her do that? And I go,
different.
Because she's interested.
Yeah.
She's interested in it. It's something she wants to do. I go, what do you think? Every fucking girl that does cheer, her IQ drops, and she just starts sucking dicks everywhere she goes? Like, what? But that's the whole argument. He's not saying it like he's saying it because.
Oh,
because
she's going to be some slut or
makeup
something.
Makeup and putting them in costumes, and they're supporting athletes to do work. And we're just the show. Whatever idea you have around what you think it is, I was just like, I don't care. There have been very intelligent, independent, feminist, outspoken women that were cheerleaders. That's it. So I was, what I'm saying is, if I'm going to always, you know, if she's interested, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, you think I want to be a cheer dad? No. But fucking I got out there when they got first place, baby.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bro, my shirt came Cal today. State I get my shirt tonight.
Cheer dad?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, it's whatever their thing is called. Okay. It doesn't say cheer dad on it.
I've seen those. You see them at those competitions, yeah. Bro.
But that, it's a funny thing because I saw something online the other day where these dads were at a Lego event. And their kids were doing Legos, and they were damn good at Legos. And one dad's like, you believe we got to do this shit? Other kids play football. And I was like, yeah, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, how about we support what this kid loves and likes and realize that they're different than us? You don't have to live vicariously through giving your kid CTE 100. So he can prove he's a fucking man in society. Yeah. You dumb fuck. So, yeah, I'm out there fucking cheer dadding. Same. I'm out there gymnastics. But I'm still the same. It, like,
oh, I know.
You know, like, let's turn two. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be at business. I'm like, hey, let's go. That chest out, that leg over, whip it, let's go. You know, I'm doing the same shit.
Of course.
With their techniques.
Yeah, we do the routines in the backyard.
And Stella makes me laugh, too, because she's like, Dad, we're not pom-pom, You know, it's competitive cheer. And I don't know the terms. I'm like, so are you a flyer? She's like, I'm a bass, Dad. I'm like, all right, I'm going to learn it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know.
And then we have the disagreement that I don't think it's a sport. And she's like, it's a sport. I'm like, it's a sporting activity, just like golf, mm-hmm. just like swimming. And she's like, we talked about this on the feast. What's your definition of a sport? To me, a sport has to have a defense. Something, someone trying to stop you from doing what you're doing. Swimming doesn't have it. Well, cornhole, you can knock the person's thing out of the way.
And you can put it in front of the goal.
That's a sporting activity. Bowling's not. Listen, if you're about to bowl and some dude comes out and fucking tackles you, that's a sport.
What about javelin?
No.
That's not a sport.
Well, who's knocking your javelin out of the air or tackling you before you throw it?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a sporting
event. I didn't say,
is
it have a defense? I said, is it a sport?
NASCAR, sport. You got other cars out there trying to run you off the road. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, anything with a competing force. Not cycling.
Don't go from there needs to be defense to a competing force.
Well, that's what defense is.
That's not what it is. Competing.
That's what the fuck it
is. No one has ever said, I gotta tell you, Jim, the competing force that they're coming with today.
I swear to God, I fucking hope this Sunday you tune in and somebody says that shit.
They got the best competing force in the league. I'm against the best offense.
Called the CD where I come from, baby. Okay, hold on.
What's CD?
Competitive.
It's force. CF.
I got CTE, I guess.
You sure do. You got it from fucking too many head balls. in Belgium.
A lot of guys don't fucking head anymore in soccer either.
Well, you can't head until you're 12 or
something
like that.
Those motherfuckers kick it up there, though. That is a concussion waiting to happen. That thing
I tell you what is fun. So my kids don't play sports, mm-hmm. right?
None?
No.
So what do they do for music?
They do music. She does cheer. Right. So okay, that's fair enough. Sport in
it's
our
a
house.
Sporting activity.
They both do orchestra at school. He does drums. She does sewing. He was doing soccer, but like a clinic. It's like non-competitive. Mm-hmm. Dude, this is the funniest thing. So it's non-competitive soccer. It's just this dude I know who runs these clinics in a park. He played at UPenn. He's a fucking stud. And he's just like, his whole thing is soccer's not supposed to be aggressive. He teaches like, be back, be patient, wait for the moments, then you go. And so he's got these kids and my son would do it and he loved it, but he does not love having to like run at and like, he just never liked it. Right. So he was doing the soccer and the neighbor across the street is hardcore into soccer and he does sleepover. So I'm making breakfast. Right. And he goes, I hear the two of them and he goes, do you play any sports? He goes, yeah, I do non-competitive soccer. And he goes, what? And he goes, what's that? He goes, you know, it's soccer, but it's non-competitive. He goes, are you on a team? He goes, no, there's no team. And he looks at me, he goes, are you hearing this? I was like, yeah, man. Trust me. You could have, I would have played
are
on.
Are you hearing this? How old is this kid?
Oh, he's a.
Like 10?
He's older than my son. So he's in middle school now. So this, he would have been in sixth grade then, maybe.
Are you hearing this? Like you're not signing him up.
Like I wasn't. Yeah.
Like it's just happening.
But that's a perfect example of like, you know, I played soccer from 5 to 18. I played baseball from 5 to 23. Mm-hmm. I love sports. I would be. And I'm like, you're not into it? That's fine by me. You got to be able to play catch.
I want you to play sports or do something.
And you got to be able to
sporting.
You have to do something athletic.
But I'm not going to tell you what you got. That's right. Yeah. Athletic.
And
I'm not
going to tell you what you got. Might come around later. I have friends that are like, oh, dude, my son was 12 when he got into volleyball or whatever.
Well, that's the other thing. Kids are, so, I told Stella.
Like, I'm not trying to raise pro athletes.
Right. If you're, unless you're going to the Olympics, you're going to age out of gymnastics.
Yeah.
Just like those comedians back in the day when we started in their 20s that would finish their set with a backflip. They ain't doing that shit in their 40s, bro. You better come up with a new closer, bro.
God, I'm trying to think of that dude. What was his name?
Who was it?
I don't know.
He's like, you ain't going to be able to do that shit in your 40s,
listen,
bro.
Man, you get it. Front handspring. He's like, running from the audience on the stage.
All right. So what's next for you? What's next as far as...
So I'm in Ojai with the kids. We went camping. We camp a lot. And I'm getting over camping, right? Do you want to know what is on the... First of all, I'm big into manifesting. Like, if I want something, I'm going to put it up and I'm going to, like, focus and make it a part of my life. So I bought a Christmas ornament last year of the thing that I want to get.
You know, Christmas ornament? Is that what you said?
Okay. You know what it is? Uh-huh. It's a pop-up camper.
A what?
A pop-up camper.
You're getting
camper.
A pop-up camper?
Yes.
This is what I want to tell you about you, Jay Larson. For years... I sat across from you,
mm-hmm.
and you had boat shoes, and your collar turned up. And
I never had my collar turned up. You get the footage.
You
show me the picture.
Let me get the footage, bro. And you wanted a boat. You always wanted a boat.
I would love a boat.
You always wanted a boat, but you were always just, you're always one of us. And now you're fucking starting to really settle into the pop-up camper.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I wanted a Craig Hansen at a pop-up camper. Was I anti it? I think it was.
You were anti that lifestyle, and I think you're really starting to lean into it, which is what
you mean poor?
Yes.
Dude, I was always poor.
We were trash. Lean into it. You weren't fucking anything special.
I don't look at a pop-up.
Not like that. I mean, financially.
I don't look at like a pop-up camper as being, you know, you can get a $18,000 pop-up camper.
Yeah,
I just want one.
I know. They can get stupid, of course, and then they extend and all that bullshit.
Sure. I'm not saying I need a big RV. All I'm saying is we camp so much, and now my back is jacked. I'm sick. I'm cooking on a fucking little camper with gnats all over me. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So what I'm going to say is we're going to
get up inside the camper and do it. Hell yeah.
So we're in Ojai. Mm-hmm. We did one night camping. And then River got stung by something in her leg. The whole thing blew up, got infected. We're like on the river, and I just go, how do you guys feel about checking into like a hotel for the night? And they're like, yes. And we went to this place that has a pool.
Are you tenting? Is that
why?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're sitting in the pool in the shallow, and me and my son, and I'm looking at him. I'm just staring at him. He's staring back at me, and I go, you're 10. And he goes, yeah. And I go, in 3 years, we'll have a pool. And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah. What do you think? And he goes, yeah. So I don't know. I'd love to have a pool. Where is my life going?
Is that what you mean? Like, where am I going with life? Where am I going with these kids?
What do you want next?
Just I'd like
you.
To take them. This
as
is
a dad, as a man or whatever.
So I took the kids to Boston last summer, 12 days. We did Boston, New York. I took them to see their grandparents.
Oh, good.
On their mom's side. They stayed with them a couple days. We went to New Hampshire with my friend. We did a whole bunch of stuff. So this summer, their mom was going away to Spain, and I go, hey, do we want to go to Boston? Well, your mom goes to Spain, and my daughter goes, nah, I don't want to go to Boston. And I go, why not? She goes, we just went. I go, yeah, but that's why you go. You go to see family. We don't see them all the time. And she goes, nah. I go, you don't want to see grandma? She goes, nah. She kind of annoys me. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, she kind of annoys me. And I go, what about Nana? She goes, nah, she annoys me a little bit. And I go, okay, well, what would you rather do than that? She goes, can we go to Japan? And I go, no.
Japan, hell. I go, that's a great guess.
I go, we can't go to Japan. Great. She goes, well, what about Paris? And I'm like, no, what?
And Paris, Texas. I'll take you down there.
A little different. But then you know what I did, Rye? I like walked away from that conversation just being like, who is this girl? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, why can't I? You know what I mean? Like, what do I need to do to change so that I can go to Japan with my kids? Because I do want to show them things and open them to experiences, you know? Like, why not go to Paris? My neighbors went to Paris for Thanksgiving. It was cheaper than going to Chicago.
Is that right?
Flights 2 years ago. They were like, we're going to Paris. I go, why? They go, Chicago flights were crazy. And I'm just like, you know, so I'd like to do like a big trip with the kids. I would love to, you know, there's some financial things I would love to do. Like, I'd love to, I mean, I know you and I used to talk about an income property. I want something in the mountains that reminds me of, you know, East Coast. And I want to keep writing and directing. And, you know, directing's been this thing that I, have you ever had anything in your life that you're like, oh, I had no idea this was the thing I always wanted. No one just showed me what it was, you know? Like, I used to think directing was like, you got to know cameras and lenses. You know, it doesn't hurt to know it, but I realized I'm like, oh, no, it's like picking out the set and the costumes and how people are going to walk, how the cameras are going to move. You let other people do their jobs. And it's been the thing that I'm like, oh, I love this. So I want to continue doing that, hopefully do some like TV and film in it. And I would love to find a partner. You know, like, I think about that often. It would be a nice part.
I wanted to ask you this. Do you, again, when we grew up, you had to go introduce yourself to a lady and stuff. But do you go on dating apps or do you naturally try to go to a coffee shop and maybe meet a person?
I do both. I do both. Yeah.
You walk up to a lady and introduce yourself? Uh-huh. You will?
Yeah. I got to. You know, dating apps are there because that's where people are gravitating to now more than ever. Yeah. But dating apps are meant to keep you on dating apps. They're fucking terrible. They're built so that you stay on.
Oh, is that right?
You know, they don't want you to get off.
Yeah.
Then they lose their business. But, I mean, I'm on them, but it's just like I'm getting to a point where I'm like, oh, there's a lot of things I want to do, and I don't want to be looking for this. Are you on dating apps?
No.
No.
I've never been on a dating app ever. I'll never go on one.
I have, and I am. And I've met some really cool people. At the same time, it's just like you can devalue yourself quickly, you know, being on them. So like, yes, in the wild for sure.
No, I met my girlfriend the natural way. I say natural way, but all the times I've walked up and or it's been an introduction and then I've taken it from there. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I love that.
I would never. I'm not judging anyone. I personally would never go on a dating app. At least, I don't know, if something happened in my 80s and I was bored and my wife's gone or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like also the amount of time I have is this much. Like,
yeah.
I have my daughter half the time. So I'm not bringing a woman into that situation right. You wouldn't right away anyway.
Of course,
so now your time is 50%. I'm on the road when I don't have her. So there goes that time. And then when I'm in town, I'm doing this and trying to sometimes do in-town stand-up. So, you know, I got a Wednesday for you.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? Between this time and this time.
I know.
You know?
I deal with the same exact thing. And that's when it gets tricky, too. You're like, oh, when can you get together? And you're like, well, could you do this? And they're like, fucking, dude, what are you really trying to squeeze me into your life? And you're like, yeah, I'm not trying to. It's just what is there. Because what I'll do sometimes is like, you know, I don't do the road as much. I never did. And now I'm like, oh, well, I got to. And I don't have someone. So I'll do every other weekend. But at the same time, like, you want to have a life. But it just ends up being the thing you got to do.
That's
you know?
It.
So I get it, man.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and
doing this. I love hanging out with you. When I saw you at the improv and that we were on the same show, I mean, just sitting there in that little booth with you was just like, ugh. No one I love watching more than you on stage.
That's nice.
It was so fun.
I had to run to the Comedy Store and even get to hang out.
I understand.
Plug everything you'd like.
Jay Larson Comedy on Instagram, Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Instagram, TikTok.
Dude, you got hacked on Twitter. And then you let him take it.
I just couldn't.
You let him take it.
I'm horrible at that shit. And I have a new special out. Here we go again. It's on the Comedy Store's YouTube channel. And then I have two specials, Me Being Me and Sounds Like Bruce, both on my YouTube channel as well. And I got a couple other things we're going to be recording that'll come out later in the year.
All right.
Great to be here, buddy.
Thanks for coming. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are on my website right now. If you're in town when I'm around, come see a live show. Everything's over on RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.